Yeah, let me say, certainly it's good to be in the house of the Lord. I want to say to Brother Mark Bottoms, it's good to see you, good to have you in the house. Brother, I would have asked you, but God's laid a message on our heart this morning, and certainly we desire your prayers. I thank God for everything that's already been failed, and I love to see God move in His house. Love to watch the expressions of God's people change, and some smile and some shed tears. But oh, it's the Spirit that moves the inward man. That thank God we've been sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. He lives down inside of us. That's why one writer was able to say, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Well, I tell you what we need in the world today is a lot more Jesus. In our lives, a lot more Jesus. I'm glad when I got saved, got all I needed. I've just got to learn how to dig from it and drink from the well of salvation. I'm glad this morning there is the water of life, that a man can come and drink freely. Let me assure the church of this, God ain't ever going to run out of the Spirit. God's rich in mercy and grace. God ain't ever going to run out of mercy and grace. Now the world's going to run out of time, but God will never run out of mercy and grace. If you have your Bibles, I ask you to turn to the book of the Revelation of Christ. Not Revelations, but the revelation is simply this. Christ Jesus, and in Him alone can a man have salvation with God. And I want you to turn to the 12th verse of that 5th chapter. But as you turn there, I want to talk a little bit about the preceding chapters to maybe help us a little bit understand what we're looking at in the Word of God this morning. I love that 4th chapter, the beginning of it, and you can follow along with us. When John said, I looked and behold, a door was open, and he heard a voice, as it was, the Bible said, of a trumpet that talked with him and said, come up hither. Now I want you to know this morning, God would beckon us to come up a little higher, to get out of the things of this walk of life and get beyond the hatred we see everywhere. For a little while, for the church of the living God, the blood-washed children of God, to get to a place where the world don't matter for just a little while, to come up a little higher. We can sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But here's what, as he was carried up, the Bible said he began to see some things, and I'm not going to get into the rest of that 4th chapter, but in the 5th chapter, he saw in the right hand of the one that sat on the throne, he saw a book that was written, and then it was sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel in verse 2 proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof? No, unlike what John saw, he said, and no man in heaven nor in the earth nor under the earth was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much. I want to tell you this morning, if you're here with a broken heart, if you're here with doubt and fear in your life, I want to tell you what the angel told John. John, weep not. We found one who's worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof. I want to tell you about one who can change your life. One who can give you joy and peace in a time of trouble. One who's worthy of all praise and honor and glory, John said. I looked, and what did he see? He said, I saw a lamb as though it had been slain. Oh, as a 12-year-old boy, I got lost and undone. The Spirit of God had convicted me of my sin. But thank God that night, I got down at an altar of prayer, and I beheld a lamb that had been slain. Let me tell you about Jesus. Oh, the precious darling Son of God. Of the Lamb who bore all of our transgressions and all of our sin. We can come to Him and confess, and He is just. He will forgive us if we'll plead our cause and put our faith in Him and in Him alone. He saw a Lamb that had been slain. Have you experienced anybody in the house of God, the slain Lamb of God? I want to tell you this. You can't get saved until you've experienced and you've beheld a Lamb that was slain. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the blood that was shed. Thank God for the sacrifice that was made on Calvary. And now because of what He's done, we can dare to call ourselves the very children of God by our faith in Him. He said He came and He took the book out of the right hand of Him that sat upon the throne. Now look, we're looking in beyond what eyes can see into the heavens. When He had taken the book, the four beasts and the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb, having vials and harps, golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Well, I want you to know in heaven right now, there are vows and prayers that have not been answered yet by God. Some that have been prayed from years and years and years ago. But I believe God wanted John to see them, to encourage us and know this, that when we pray, God hears our prayers. And listen, you're praying for somebody and God hadn't moved yet. Don't you give up. The day's coming when He'll open that vial. Thank God this morning there's not a prayer prayed in faith in the Spirit of God that God does not hear. In one scripture the Bible said this, and we have this confidence that when we pray, He hears us. Well, I'm glad His ear's not heavy that it cannot hear. He sees us. He hears us. And thank God in His infinite wisdom and timing, God answers prayers. That ain't even where we're trying to get to. Maybe we'll get there in just a moment. But in the ninth verse of that fifth chapter, they sung a new song. There was a song in heaven. They began to sing, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou was slain, listen, and has redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and nation. He begins to show him a picture of what the blood of Christ has done for you and for me. You want to talk about a need for unity? I'm going to tell you there ain't but one thing that can bring a bunch of lost sinners together and give them something in common that can bring men and women out of ungodliness and the filth of this world and unify them with one voice, and it's still the blood of the Lamb of God. Having said that, let us unite under the blood-stained banner of Christ. He is our Jesus. My, there's so much talk about who ought to be president, who ought to be governor. I don't care about all that stuff. I know it's settled in heaven. He is the King of all glory. But is He the King and the Lord of your life and of mine? Oh, I'm glad to say this morning, I like, Kenny, what you said when you was praying, brother. Boy, I love it. The Bible said, how can two men walk together lest they be agreed? Brother, my heart agrees with yours. I don't know. He's my friend. Oh, He's my Savior. He's my Lord. And I tell you, I love each one just like the other. Somebody said, which one's the most important to you? I don't know, but I don't have to choose. Thank God He's all of those things to you. And we're going to get where where God wants us to get here in just a minute. Let's talk about the song they sung. You know, whenever the children of Israel made it, or the Hebrew children made it out of bondage in the land of Egypt, and Pharaoh's army was wiped out in the Red Sea, They begin to sing the song of a people who had been freed by the blood of the Lamb. They begin to sing a song of a people that had been redeemed. And how should we be indifferent? They were redeemed by a shadow and a type of Christ that was to come. They were on that side of the cross looking forward. If they had a song to sing, my God in heaven, oh, not we have a greater song to sing. For the Lamb has come, shed His blood, died, rose again, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and for me. Y'all proud, I won't hurt myself. God knows where we're at this morning. Now the Bible said, I heard, and He said, I beheld, these are things that He's experiencing. Listen, there's nothing sadder than for somebody to get saved, and that's the only experience they have with God. What a pitiful, poor life to live. And then listen, thank God I can take you back. I can take you back to Bethel. Anybody take me back to Bethel in your life when you call on the name of the Lord and got saved? I've got a Bethel. You got a Bethel? Let me say this, if you don't have a Bethel, you need one. But I'll tell you what, I ain't got to go all the way back to Bethel. I can go back to this week, land on the couch when the Lord passed by. Thank God we experience His grace and mercy, and they can be and ought to be daily. So, He said, I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. What was the number? The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. How many is that, Russell? I don't know, but it's a lot. You know what? I'll tell you this. God knows every one of them. God knows every one of them. Listen, somebody years ago tried to build a church on 144,000. And after that 144,000 joined, I don't even call it a church. When they filled that 144,000, I don't know where they went after that. Thank God He knows the number of the hairs on my head. He knows every one that's been born again of the blood of the Lamb. How does He know? Not that He needed it, but He wrote them down in a book called the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God I know my name has been written there. He didn't write it there because He couldn't remember it, because He knows me. And thank God I know Him. All right, finally we're going to get to where God wanted us to get. The thought that's on our heart, right? Verse 12. What was they saying when John was able to look over into that third heaven? They were saying with a loud voice, worthy. It's the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and blessing. Every creature in heaven, listen, and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard them saying, or heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. I want to try to and be really quick, God being my helper. And I want to tell you why the Lamb is worthy. Why the Lamb is worthy. You believe He's worthy this morning? I believe with all my heart. Let me tell you this. He's worthy, first of all, because He is the Son of God. Listen, on His Father's side, you can't go back far enough because He's always been and always will be. On His mother's side, there was even a harlot in His lineage, one by the name of Rahab. I know we can track back to David and to Solomon, all of these that were in His heritage on His mama's side, but on His daddy's side, you can't track it back because it's always been and always will be. It's from forever to forever. It's eternal, Alpha and the Omega. Thank God He's the Son of God. Amen. What about a birth like His? Shepherds on the hillsides of Bethlehem. 400 years hadn't heard from God. I'll tell you this. If I go a few days without hearing from the Lord, It bothers me. Anybody else that way? Don't you love to hear from God? There they are, and I don't know, I pictured in my mind they started a fire and sitting around the old campsite, and it's dark, and all of a sudden the heavens begin to illuminate. There's an angel begins to speak and says, I've got good news for you. And not just for you, but to all people. I've got good tidings. I want for everybody from you and hereafter that in the city of David, in the city of Bethlehem, is born unto you this day a Savior, Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign. You'll find Him in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And all of a sudden a heavenly host appeared saying, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And they said, let us go and see this thing which has been told us. So they got together. They made their way into Bethlehem, got to an inn where there was no room for the Savior of the world. And out there in a stable in a little old manger, they began to bow their knees. And somewhere in their thoughts and prayers, I can hear those shepherds say, worthy is the Lamb. While they were some wise men, the Bible calls them magi, way over in the far east, had seen his star. The time later, you know, we say it's 3 days or we portray that. I ain't so sure about that, but we ain't getting into that. How about that? Saw their star. They brought the gifts to him. Remember, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Laid them at his feet, gifts for a king, not an earthly king, but an eternal king. And once again, they would bow their knees. They would lay their gifts before the man, or not the manger, but before the child. And they would say, worthy is the Lamb. God Himself bore witness. Jesus went to be baptized down into the River Jordan. And remember when John baptized him and he came up out of the water, the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove from the heavens, and God spoke, the Creator of the universe, the One with all power, and said, this is my beloved Son. On a mount called the Mount of Transfiguration, sometime later, there they would be, and they saw Him. He was meeting with Elijah, and He was meeting with Moses. They saw Him as He was, the light that illuminated whiter than any man could white. And I can hear Moses look at Elijah and say, Elijah, this one is the fulfillment of the law. Worthy is the Lamb. And Elijah says, the greatest of all prophets, every prophecy that was written about Him, He's fulfilled them. This is the Son of God. Worthy is the Lamb. And old Peter said, I tell you what we need to do. Let's build us 3 altars. One to Moses and one to Elias and the other to Jesus. God spoke again. And said, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. Listen, we don't have to go back to the law. It's been fulfilled in the sacrifice that Christ made on Calvary. There are people that are so hung up on the prophetic books of the Bible. And don't get me wrong, I love them. But I want to tell you, a lot of the prophecy in the books of the Bible has already been fulfilled in one, in Christ. He hath fulfilled God's prophecy. He is the prophecy of God. He is the revelation of God. He is the Lamb of God. And He's worthy of our praise. But He's not only the Son of God, He's the perfect Lamb. Tried and tempted as we are, yet without sin. Right after He was baptized, the Spirit of God led Him up into the wilderness. 40 days and 40 nights tempted of the devil. started out, the Bible said, and he was hungered, and afterward, old Satan said, well, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Remember the words of Jesus, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I want to tell you, you can eat bread and satisfy your hunger and your craving of the carnal man, but He is the bread that came from heaven that a man can eat thereof and never die. There's only one that can satisfy your soul, and His name is Jesus. He is the bread of life. Does anybody eat any of that bread? Have you ever been to the place in life where life has so whooped you? It's whooped a word. Whipped. You've been beat up so bad by life. If I got any English teachers, forgive me. That you've been so beat up by life that you just felt like your energy and your enthusiasm is just about gone. And then, right on time, God sent His Word. You can have it or not, but I'm going to tell you something. I got to that place a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, and God used a man and gave a man a Word, and it was bread to my soul. Snapped me out of the funk I was in. It was like light coming in. I mean, I can't understand it and I can't explain it. But you know why? Because His words are life. He is the Word of life. I like what John said in his gospel, and the Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Taken up into the pinnacle of the temple. If you be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it's written that He shall give the angels charge over thee, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And remember, now listen, there are people in this life that are tempting God with their very lives. Let me say this. To say that God does not exist and that God is not a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, you are risking your life, eternal life. Yeah. A saved person wouldn't say that anyway. There are people that tempt God. Listen, to every God hater, to everyone out there that says that God does not exist, to everyone that's trying to wipe away the influence of God upon our nation and upon our families and upon our children, you better be careful. Because God will not and cannot deny Himself. But He tempted him there. He took him into one more place. I'm going to close. I promise you. You say, Russell, Lord, help. I hope you don't miss another Sunday because you're giving it. He took him into a high mountain. And He took and showed him like He needed to show him. The world around him. Listen, the church, listen. Listen, don't you go to sleep on me. You listen. He showed him the world. And said, I'll give you all of this if you'll fall down and you'll worship me. Let me tell you this. He's a liar. And he's a father of life. He never owned it in the first place. God has given him a time and a season to do what he's doing on this earth. But God's going to burn it down to the ground. It's God's. And everything in it is the Lord's. There are people that have traded their eternal life for a promise of what they can have in this world. And listen, when they fall into the eternal judgment of God, they're going to wish they had another chance to choose again. There is nothing in this world that compares to what God has prepared for them that love Him. All the money in the world, all the fame in the world, all the fortune in the world. Listen, those of you that have been through trials and tribulation, when we stand before the King of Glory, we're not going to remember any of that. When we go and bask in His glow, in His presence, in His love, none of this previous stuff will matter. Joyce will say it was worth it. He said, "Thou shalt love and serve the Lord thy God, and Him only shall thou serve." He never sinned. He was the spotless, perfect Lamb of God, worthy of our praise. And let me say this, I'm closing. The last thing that makes Him worthy is the fact that He told them, "You tear this temple down, and in 3 days," He said, "I'll rebuild it again." He said, "You take," listen, "and as Jonas was in the belly of the fish or the whale for 3 days, and three souls shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth." And they put Him in the borrowed. He wasn't going to need it long. Tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And the third day the stone rolled away and all of heaven rejoiced. And I believe you could hear it ringing through the heavens. What were they saying? Worthy is the Lamb. One day a 12-year-old boy got lost and undone. And in the same broken heart, fell down on his knees and cried out unto Jesus to save his never dying soul. There's nothing I could do to repay Him for what He did for me that day. But I can't wait for the opportunity to stand before Him and cry out, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb."
Amen.
It ain't hard to praise Him when you really know Him. It ain't hard to praise Him when you really know what you've got and you know what He's done for you. The world, they're going to bash Him and they're going to bash us. Just expect it. Listen. The vitriol that's going on in our nation, understand, it's already hit their minds and their hearts that if we could just wax rid of them gun-toting, Bible-believing, God-loving people, then we can have this world for ourselves. But Joshua, before the battle of Jericho, saw a mighty man of valor. He said, "Whose side are you on? Are you for us? Are you for our adversary?" He said, "No, Joshua, that's not the question. Am I for you or your adversary? The question is, are you on my side?" Anybody read to the back of the book? What? Am I wrong? You read to the back of the book, Brother Charles said, we listen, you know what? Battles, it's rigged. It's already been won. It was won on Calvary. It was won when the stone was rolled away. Do you believe He's worthy? What a King. The mercy He shows on us, honey. Lord have mercy. When I was a young man, I tell you, I didn't realize how much I tempted God in the way I lived my... But He had mercy. He's a God of mercy. But I'll tell you what, He's a God of justice. Listen, I tell you, I promise you, I'm closing. God help me. God, His justice is just as powerful, pure, and perfect as His mercy. And God has extended to you and I and those that we love a little more time, because know this, when Jesus comes, the door of opportunity and grace will slam closed like it did in the days of Noah, and it'll never open again. And as we sail out of this world on the old ship of Zion, Master at the stern, where will you be if you've been left without a testimony in Christ or never been saved? Stand to your feet this morning. Oh, what a good spirit here at Silver City. Oh, what a precious, precious family. But more than all that, as much as I love you and appreciate you, more so than even my little guy said this morning. Barry said he asked the question in Sunday school. Can you remember when somebody really came in when you needed help? And I thought, Lord, I couldn't even dress myself this morning. My little old wife took such good care of me. Y'all been so faithful to pray, and I appreciate that. And as much as I love you and as good as you've been to me, I'm going to tell you this. You're worthy of my love, but you're not worthy of my praise. There ain't but one that's worthy of my praise. And His name is Jesus. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, oh, the tender, tender Spirit of God would draw you to an altar of prayer that you might cry out and find Him worthy. And you know what? Regardless of whether you find Him worthy or not, He is worthy. He is. Church, I want to implore you and encourage you. Seek after Him with all your heart. He truly is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Those of us who've been lazy in the field of God, let us cast aside the sin which does so easily beset us and run the race with patience that is set before us. Worthy is the Lamb. Go ahead. If you need to pray, you pray this morning. You're in your Father's house. You follow what God says do.